I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos praised President Joe Biden's inauguration address and accompanying events. The Democrat said Biden's call for unity was especially important, and she hopes the inauguration can serve as a point to move on from what she calls an era of extreme partisanship.
And now it is time for not only President Biden and Vice President Harris to begin the real work, but for those of us who are serving in Congress to do the real work with them.
Bustos says this work includes getting a handle on COVID-19, rebuilding the economy, and improving infrastructure and health care. It's been 2 weeks since a violent mob broke into the U.S. Capitol, forcing the House and Senate chambers to evacuate and members of Congress to take cover. Dana Cronin reports some Illinois lawmakers who were there are still feeling the effects.
Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth was supposed to speak on the Senate floor about the same time the mob breached the Capitol doors. Instead, she was rushed to a secure location and hunkered down with some of her staffers. Once she knew everyone was safe, she got angry.
I was mad to see people carrying the American flag as they attacked our Capitol and beat police officers. Some of them they beat with the American flag. And this is the same flag I wore on my uniform when I went into battle in the Army.
Since that day, Duckworth says her anger has transformed into determination.
I'm just so anxious to get back to work. So for the last 2 weeks, I've just been, you know, pushing and talking with leadership, saying about, we got to get back to work and we have to get to work for the American people.
I'm Dana Cronin.
The Illinois General Assembly recently approved legislation to allow victims in wrongful death cases to collect interest on money they were awarded from the moment the death took place. It also includes personal injury cases. Capital News Illinois reports the measure is meant to deter companies or individuals who are sued from intentionally stalling or delaying cases that would be successful at trial. The Illinois Trial Lawyers Association was a major supporter of the bill. Opponents argued the measure unfairly targets defendants. They also criticized how the bill was passed quickly by both chambers with limited time for debate during the lame duck session. The bill awaits Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature. And the derecho that stormed across the Midwest last August caused an estimated $11 billion in damage, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Southern Illinois Congressman Mike Bost released a brief statement following the inauguration of Democratic President Joe Biden. The Murfreesboro Republican said he is ready to work on issues to help Southern Illinois and to fight for conservative principles. He wished God's blessing for President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Illinois' two Democratic U.S. senators talked about the optimism surrounding the inauguration of President Joe Biden. Senior Senator Dick Durbin said he is more optimistic than ever that the American people can come together and overcome our challenges and divisions. Junior Senator Tammy Duckworth said empathy, compassion, and real leadership are finally back in the White House, and she's excited to see Biden take immediate action to confront the most pressing crises facing our country. As demand continues for the COVID-19 vaccine, there is also some confusion about how to make an appointment. Steph Whiteside looks at how Jackson County residents can sign up.
Appointments for the COVID vaccine are scheduled online in Jackson County. For those without computer or internet, Health Department Administrator Bart Hagston says a friend or relative can schedule an appointment for you.
Yes, you're able to sign up anybody that you might care for or that needs some assistance in signing up, then yes, you can do that.
The department is verifying eligibility and deleting appointments for people who are not included in Phase 1B. Those seeking a vaccination should bring an ID to prove they're over 65, or an ID badge or pay stub to prove their status as a frontline essential worker. I'm Steph Whiteside.
Vaccines available in counties throughout Southern Illinois. You can check our website or the Health Department website. Good morning.